it's Nick Forster. I have launched a new thing called Teach Me One Thing, in which I call my buddies and we hang out on video chats and they teach me something. This episode is me spending a little time with a really exciting young guitar player, singer, songwriter, band leader, Billy Strings. And Billy and I are both big fans of the traditional music, but we also really love to innovate and make stuff up. But anyway, here is my call with Billy Strings. Billy Strings, thanks for doing the Teach Me One Thing, man. I really appreciate it.
Of course, man. I was looking forward to talking to you, and forward to seeing you anytime I get the chance. And usually it's just at a festival or something, but this is all right too.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
I wouldn't mind if you just kept in touch like this more often. I've actually been doing that a lot lately since this whole thing sort of went down. I've been calling a lot of people and just going through my contacts. And, I haven't talked to him in a while. Call him up. How you doing? How you been? And it's kind of been...
That's cool.
Yeah, in a weird way, the social distancing has also, it's had the opposite effect. Even though I haven't seen anybody in particular, I have been in touch almost more.
Yeah.
You know?
And the guitar is probably in your hands as much as usual, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I've taken a few days off here and there.
Yeah. It looks like spring is happening.
It is. It's amazing. And I'm never really home this time of year. And we got all these rose bushes and...
Oh, yeah.
Flowers of all sorts that are growing around our porch here.
That's beautiful.
I've never seen them. I didn't know we had all these flowers and shit. It was like, where do these come from? Oh, well, you're just never home when they're blooming.
How's your band doing? Are they holding up okay?
Yeah, they're doing good. So our bass player, Royal, had a little accident on his bike yesterday. He's okay.
Oh, yeah. I know what that's like.
Yeah. You had an accident.
Yeah, I hit a raccoon coming back from a show at midnight on my bicycle and broke my collarbone 2 days before a gray fox.
Oh, my gosh.
And Rocky Grass and teaching at the academy and the whole deal. I was in a
sling. I remember that now. Gosh.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's terrible.
Is he doing okay? Yeah.
He busted up his mitt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to be playing for a little bit. Which we don't have any gigs, so great time,
right.
Great timing, you know.
Have you thought about what you want to teach me?
Yeah, a little bit. I came up with just this little idea. It's kind of a technique or a little kind of trick that I use on a lot of different stuff. I kind of ripped it off Doc Watson, I think, and I've used it on a lot of different stuff. A great example of it, and I think where I originally pulled it from, was the way that Doc would play Ragtime Annie. And what it is it's a down, up, down, up kind of picking pattern. So Doc would play like this, like
Is it starts with a down?
Starts with a down on the G string, and then up on the D string, and then down on the G string, and then up on the B string.
Oh yeah, it's a little bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, but once you get it, it's just kind of... see if I can get my left hand in there too. Use that same technique up here, like, yeah, man,
that's cool. That's a really interesting thing, and I can totally hear you. I can hear that in your playing.
Yeah, I do it a lot, you know. Instead of just going, you know, you can go, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's a very doc, that's a real docism.
Yeah, just one of them things, you know, instead of, a lot of times I do like the cross picking thing or, I think that's kind of how Doc did it a lot of time, just the regular kind of.
Does it slow you down at all, or it works fine at tempo?
It works pretty fine for me. I think I had to, you know, I've played it a bunch, so.
Yeah.
And I've messed with that, just with my right hand doing that.
That's very cool. And are you guys eating well, cooking at home and hanging out?
Allie is cooking some awesome stuff. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. I don't really cook that much, you know. I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a bowl of cereal and...
Bachelor food.
Yeah. Allie is making baked ziti and tikka masala and...
Oh, wow.
You know, all sorts of little awesome little... what is those little, like, potato-y...
Gnocchi?
Yeah, man. She made some of that. As well as something that's kind of similar, pierogies.
Pierogies, yeah.
Those were like, you know, a week apart or something. But yeah,
exactly.
After I had the first thing, I was like, I like the potato-y dumpling kind of stuff, man. I like that kind of shit.
Hey, one last thing I want to ask you about, because you are doing just so well as, and you got, you know, you're sort of hitting on all cylinders as a writer, as a singer, as a band leader, as a guitar player. You're just killing it. It's great. And you know, certainly around here in Colorado, people just can't get enough. So when you're writing songs, do you think about how they're going to work for you on stage at all? Or do you just kind of let the inspiration take you to the finish line and then just try it out?
Yeah, I think definitely more of the second thing that you said. I try not to think about anything that is going to get in my way of just fleshing out the song, you know. How's this going to work with the band? How's this going to work on stage? I can't lie. I have, when writing, envisioned what would this song feel like if I was playing it in front of a live audience, but that's not what motivates me or helps me finish the song. And I try to get those thoughts out of my head because I feel like that, I don't want to write anything or for anybody or for any specific reason, like, to, like, you know, I never want to sit there and be like, okay, how could I make like a really cool song that people are going to really like, you know? It's more like how can I have this idea in my head, how can I do it the most justice?
Yeah,
you know, how can I make this song come out? And oh, there's a little bird taking a little bath right there in my little thing. See you later, little birdie.
See, you would have missed that if you'd been at Merlefest or something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have seen that.
No. I should clean that bird bath.
Well, maybe the rain will do that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you teaching me that thing. And so just to review... That little Doc Watson lick, the right hand, it's just sort of, it's down on the G string, up on the B string, down on the D string, up on the G string.
Well, depending on where you're doing it.
Well, yeah, you started out of that C position.
Yeah, but it's down on the G string, up on the D string, and then back down on the G string again, and then up on the B string.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So...
Yeah, that sounds so much like Doc for some reason.
That's where I got it, you know?
Yeah,
that's where
yeah.
I picked that up. There's this great medley where he does like Fiddler's Dream, Whistling Rufus, and Ragtime Annie, and I think that's how he did some of that stuff on there. Man,
yeah.
He was just so amazing. Those little intricate things are the little things that maybe just kind of, when you're listening, it almost just kind of glosses over, but when you start to dissect it and pay attention, it's like, wow, he was playing some cool shit.
Yeah, and he was playing in such good time.
Yeah, right?
Like his time was amazing. But it's funny because this really demystifies something, Billy, because this is like, you know, when we first heard you, you know, years ago when we first crossed paths, the Hot Rise bus rolled in somewhere where you were and we got to play, you know, listen to you play. You really had that, you had the sort of the mysterious thing that Doc had, you know, more than anybody else your age, certainly. You had a Doc thing going on, which is really cool.
Well, that's how I cut my teeth, man. And that's how I learned to play is by, you know, listening to him and Merle a lot. I mean, mostly. I listened to a lot of Bill Monroe and Jimmy Martin and Larry Sparks and shit like that growing up too. But mostly around my house, it was a lot of Doc and Merle.
Yeah,
you know, it was
yeah.
like we played bluegrass tunes, but we also played more of that just Doc Watson kind of stuff, you know,
yeah.
like everything, folk music and fiddle tunes and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, well, so that was the same thing for me. His first record on Vanguard, that's how I learned to play country blues on the banjo. That's how I learned how to play all the flat picking stuff. That was like, as a teenager, that was like my true north. That was the whole deal.
When I was a teenager, I couldn't figure out that modal tuning on the banjo for some reason. It took me a while. I was like, how does he play that country blues? You know, it's just such a cool tuning with that.
Yeah.
The way the fifth string is just
down a half step.
Yeah.
You know, what's really funny is one time I was playing a show with Doc, and maybe he was on E-Town, I think. And we're backstage. And I played him. I was really proud. I was like, I'm going to play country blues, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got my banjo and I'm playing it. And he said, yeah, that's not the tuning I use, but I like yours better. I like the way, yeah, you're able to, you can do some stuff. I wish I'd use that tuning.
Right.
But I thought I had nailed his tuning, but I was completely wrong.
Yeah. And he, you know, and he was probably like so nice about it, but let you know that's not the right one.
Yeah, exactly. And then I played the same thing for Mike Seeger, and he was like, oh, no, you're like way off, man. Doc Boggs would have tuned it this way. And so, you know, we make it up. That's the folk process.
It really is, and that's how I learned how to play, man. You know, and I've had so many people along the way, you know, maybe, I mean, because the telephone game thing happens a lot, you know, growing up.
Right.
Learning songs from other people. You know, maybe I sing this little verse different or something, and then there's some asshole that's like, well, that's not the right verse, or that's, you know, that's not the right chord there, or this or that, and oh, shit, maybe it wasn't that chord on the Monroe recording, but, you know, somewhere along the way, I got it mixed up. Oh, well,
yeah,
still a
yeah.
good song.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, that stuff's
all right.
fun.
Hey, it's really fun hanging out with you, Billy. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too, man.
Say hi to Allie for me.
I will.
And, you know, when this thing opens up, we'll hang out.
Absolutely, yeah.
And let's keep in touch in the meanwhile, too.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Well, good to see you, Nick.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for doing this.
All right, man.